Many campaigns have already begun practicing better cybersecurity hygiene, purging their systems of old emails and text messages every 30 days or so, and requiring workers to use two-factor authentication when they log in, verifying their identity from two devices, says Joshua Franklin, a cybersecurity expert who's worked for a wide array of government and private institutions involved in coming up with election security standards and is consulting for a number of campaigns. As November 2020 gets closer, a growing army of private citizens, public policy advocates, politicians, state and local election officials, and national security agencies are racing to shore up the vast patchwork of security vulnerabilities laid bare by Russia's coordinated campaign of internet mischief during the 2016 election. During the Mueller investigation, Congress gave $380 million to the states to improve their election cybersecurity. MOOC has now taken a bipartisan role. In 2017, he partnered with Republican Matt Rhodes, former campaign manager for Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign, to establish the Defending Digital Democracy Project, D3P, at a Harvard University-affiliated think tank. The aim of the organization is to protect Democrats from cyber and information attacks. Last month, a D3P spinoff won approval from the Federal Election Committee to provide free and low-cost cybersecurity services to political campaigns without violating campaign finance laws. Now that MOOC and his collaborators have won that approval, more campaigns will be able to deploy cutting-edge pattern recognition software of the type used by banks to spot fraudulent activity, to monitor for likely spear phishing emails, and the unusual export of large data files, says Crane Hasselt, a former FBI cyber expert and senior director of threat research at the cybersecurity firm Aegon.